Islamic perspectives on gender reveal parties. Gender reveal parties have become a popular cultural trend in many societies, but from an Islamic perspective, there are key considerations rooted in Quranic teachings and the traditions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Here's a detailed understanding of the topic, gender secrecy, Quranic basis. The Quran does not specifically address the revelation of a child's gender before birth. The gender of a child is considered a part of the unseen, ghaib, that is known only to Allah until the time of birth. Avoidance of ostentation, riya, prophetic guidance, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, discouraged acts that involve showing off or seeking attention for personal gain. Gender reveal parties, which may be seen as ostentatious, could be viewed with caution in Islam. Privacy and humility, Islamic modesty, Islam encourages modesty and humility in all aspects of life. Some scholars argue that revealing the gender of a child through elaborate parties may contradict these principles, as it involves a public display of personal information. Emphasis on gratitude, Islamic gratitude, while expressing joy and gratitude for the forthcoming child is encouraged in Islam, the focus should remain on thanking Allah for the blessing rather than on extravagant celebrations. Innovations, bid'ahs of innovations, Islam discourages the introduction of new practices or celebrations into religious or cultural contexts without a clear basis in Islamic teachings. Gender reveal parties, being a recent cultural phenomenon, may be viewed cautiously in this light. Conforming to cultural norms, balancing cultural practices, Islam allows Muslims to participate in cultural practices that do not contradict Islamic principles. If a gender reveal celebration is conducted with modesty and gratitude, avoiding extravagance, it may be seen as acceptable within cultural norms. Avoiding harmful practices, Islamic ethics, if a gender reveal party involves harmful practices, such as extravagant spending, environmental damage, or cultural insensitivity, Muslims are advised to avoid such practices in line with Islamic ethics. Individual discretion, personal choices, Islam grants a degree of flexibility for personal choices within the bounds of Islamic principles. Individual Muslims can exercise their discretion, considering their cultural context and the intent behind the celebration. Community and scholarly guidance, seeking counsel, Muslims are encouraged to seek guidance from local scholars and community leaders who understand the cultural context. Community discussions can help establish guidelines for such celebrations in accordance with Islamic values. Conclusion. In conclusion, the concept of gender reveal parties does not have a direct precedent in Islamic teachings. Muslims are advised to approach such celebrations with a careful consideration of Islamic principles, avoiding extravagance, ostentation, and any practices that may conflict with modesty and humility. The focus should remain on expressing gratitude to Allah for the upcoming blessing, maintaining cultural sensitivity, and seeking guidance from knowledgeable individuals within the Muslim community.